broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, at TAG Summit 2020. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back. Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you, broadcasting live from Cobb Galleria Center. It has been a full and very rewarding day. I do believe this is our last segment. And I don't know how we pulled it off, Lee, but I think we saved the best for last. This is going to be a marvelous segment. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone from Intuit Factory, Mr. Roop Singh. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to both of you. It's lovely to be back with you guys.
Well, Roop, before we get too far into things, tell us about your work with Intuit. How are you serving folks?
Things are great. So Intuit Factory is a blockchain strategy and education firm. As you can imagine, there's a lot of discussion, questions, hype around blockchain. So we thought we will fill the need for executives to become more blockchain savvy and create a blockchain strategy. So we help companies navigate their blockchain journey from awareness to curiosity through to investment and creating use cases, creating blockchain architecture, creating proof of concepts, and then eventually deploying the product in real world.
So now, what industries does this touch? Like, is this everybody should know about blockchain, or are there some low-hanging fruit for you at this stage of the evolution of blockchain?
Yeah, that's a great question. So to me, blockchain is a foundational technology, just like internet was about 30 years ago. So it will impact, and it is impacting, multiple different industries. So you can talk anything from supply chain to retail to healthcare to think about finance, financial services, to identity, to real estate. I mean, name an industry. You know, there is a game I play sometimes with people in my workshops. I call it blockchain bingo. You tell me an industry, and I'll tell you three blockchain use cases in that space.
So now, has there been any that have surprised you that you were like, I don't know if that's there's going to be a fit there, and then you were able to come up with something?
Yeah, there's quite a few. If you look at loyalty rewards, that's a really emerging space. If you look at identity, that's one of my favorite spaces to talk about, self-sovereign identity, etc. That has a number of further use cases within identity. The latest trend...
When you say identity, are you saying privacy?
It's the other side of privacy. I think identity and privacy are both... sides of the same coin. When I talk about digital identity, it's essentially what makes us who we are digitally, and then how does our real world or offline identity interact with a digital identity, and how can we keep it secure and safe, and how can we make sure that we as the user or the person that organically owns that identity gets the value for it, and businesses recognize that. And we only share what we need to share. We only share as much as we need to share for the purposes that we need some services for, and not anything beyond that. So it's a much larger discussion that involves technology, that involves innovation, that involves us, the consumer, the user, and it also involves, very importantly, business models of the future.
Now, do you think there's going to be a time with blockchain that an individual will be able to kind of monetize their own identity so that they get a piece of the action, like some of these third parties are getting a piece of the action of
all
of their behaviors?
You caught on to it. So I think now we are coming to an era where there is a lot more pressure on changing the essential business model, and we, the organic owners of certain data, certain identity, should be able to monetize. There are platforms that are building that. There are platforms that are building that for, let's say, internet as a browser, where your attention is the commodity that you monetize. Or you could build it for something as very basic as your own DNA data that should be... It could be used for research, but then you as the organic owner of that DNA should be able to monetize that aspect.
Right. I mean, there's a saying that says if you're not paying for a service, then you are the product of that service. So if I'm the product and someone else is benefiting, why shouldn't I be able to benefit?
Yeah, and you know, if you look at the last 30 years of internet's development, that's been the model, that you are the product. And in a way, it's been great. We have democratized information sharing, but I think we're now just starting to push for this idea of monetization for the user. And there are platforms that are coming up. I don't think, you know, the question I ask a lot of times, is privacy dead? And the answer to me is almost. I think we will maintain privacy in a certain context. But in general, the way things are, our information is everywhere and everybody else is monetizing it then rather than us. So the next stage of evolution would be these platforms where the identity owner, which is us, can come together with people, companies who need to use our identity, and the platforms would enable such an exchange for a cost where we will be part of that interaction and not just offshoot of it.
Right. I think it's like when people say they want insurance, health insurance, what they really want is good health care. And then insurance is a tool to get the healthcare. And right now, like you were saying, that we are trading our identity and our privacy for stuff that we're getting. And then this is just kind of getting to the bottom line of just pay me directly and I'll decide how much I want to give you and share with you.
Right. So the future, the way you're describing it, is going to be some peer-to-peer based platforms, blockchain-enabled platforms, which will allow you to monetize your asset, in this case, your identity, for the price that you choose to. And for the and there'll be a buyer, and there'll be a seller, and there'll be an interaction. Now that we can establish that, given the technology, I think you'll see more and more companies choosing that business model.
Right. So now, you recently gave a TED Talk about digitized assets changing the future. Talk about that a little bit. How'd that talk come about and how did it go?
Yeah, it was very exciting. It was at TEDx Emory, and the title was How Digital Assets Are Changing the Future of Value. So the question I ask is, what do we as humans find valuable? We have traded things in the past. We've traded physical objects from grains to cattle to all sort of barter systems that have existed over the years. And in the talk, I start to explore one of the first assets that came around back in 1400s in Florence, Italy, a government bond. And then we talk about how the first stock certificate came into origination in Amsterdam in the 1600s. And what do we find common there? What are the three things that we find we can convert something intangible into a tangible asset? So these are the three things. An asset considered valuable. In this case, a government bond, a government certifying that we will give you your money back with interest, or a share in the company's future, as the Dutch East India Company did in the 1600s. Then the second element is a mechanism to identify the ownership of the asset. In those cases, it was a line in a ledger. People used to go to stock exchanges and write literally a line in the capital book to identify their ownership of a particular stock certificate. And you would have to go there to make the transfer happen between the buyer and the seller. The third element is a market, a buyer and a seller, which both consider that there is some value to this particular asset and they're willing to buy, and that was needed to identify a certain price of the asset and to create liquidity. So if we have these three components, you know, an asset, a mechanism, and a market, we can see that there is a market and there is an asset that could be created out of so many other things. So I think as a society, we're moving from physical possession of things to access and of experience and rights of digital and virtual aspects. So I explore a lot of that in the TED Talk.
Now, part of, we're here at the TAG Summit. I've seen a lot of it. These are the top innovative companies of the decade, I think, and as well as this year here in Georgia. There are several that are talking about blockchain. There's several that talk about fintech and the different technologies that Georgia is good at. How have you seen the level of innovation? Is it going as quickly as you anticipated?
So The ecosystem in Georgia is certainly evolving. It is much better than what it was 5 years ago. You've seen companies like BitPay and Storage establish themselves as dominant players. You've also seen a lot of very interesting use cases come up in multiple different segments. So as a result, what we are doing with Tag is we're about to launch the Tag's newest society called the Tag Blockchain Society. And this is an invitation, a call to action for people who have been in the space in the last 4 or 5 years, and also to companies that have been around the space trying to investigate it, try to experiment with it. Now is the time to come into the fold so we can all grow together, learn together. Our objective with the Tag Society are a few things. One, we want to treat blockchain as a foundational technology that has multiple applications in multiple spaces, and we want to respect all the yet undiscovered and unestablished cases so far. We want to have an open mind on that. We also want to give tag companies a competitive edge. These are innovative technologies, and as you know very well, if you're not innovating, you are on the other end of surviving disruption. And that's one of my favorite things to talk about. So we want to give tag companies a competitive edge to innovate and see how blockchain could be used in their ecosystem. Is blockchain an opportunity, threat, or a risk for them? And further, we want to improve the climate of blockchain adoption within Georgia. We want to be the credible source of information for government, for companies, for big companies and small companies, and with universities. So the overall plan here is to increase the level of understanding of blockchain, increase the level of conversation we have about blockchain and blockchain-based use cases within Georgia, and then create a positive sentiment for blockchain projects and for investor adoption of blockchain companies and blockchain projects.
So now, has this been, is there a place on the website, the Tag Online website, in order to sign up for this? Like, are you at the stage where you're just gathering names on a list that are expressing interest so that you can do events, or are there events being planned? Like, where are you at now?
Yeah, so we have had a lot of interest. As you can imagine, this is one of those technologies that people have been chomping on the bits for. And there's quite a bit of skepticism, which also generates interest. So we've had a lot of people come up to us. They want to join the board. They want to be part of the members of the society. So we're in the process of creating that. If you go onto the website, you'll see a place for Tag's Blockchain Society, and you can go sign up for updates there. We already have 4 events planned for the year, and we'll be releasing those details as we come around. But this is an open call to anybody who is interested in learning or is interested in showcasing what they have done in the space to come over and join us in this movement.
So now, if somebody's interested in learning more about your work at Intuit Factory, what's the website there?
Yeah, they can go to intuitfactory.com, or they're welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn at Roop Singh. And if you're interested in joining the Tag Society, you can send Tag folks an email, or you can find us on the website, and there should be contact information for you to sign up.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today, Roop.
Thank you so much for having me, Lee. This has been wonderful.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Tag Summit 2020.